Nobody brings Philadelphia fans closer together like the Green Legion. From tailgates in South Philly to invading enemy territory, this group is home to the true Philadelphia sports fan. Now, their party hits the airwaves. Quimby, Michael Diaz, Chris Sack, Slash, Super Sam, and legendary wide receiver Irving Fryer always keep the conversation going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
Can I get, don't worry, I'm adjusting volumes here. Bad radio. Can I get an
E-A-G-L-E-S-E-O?
That's how you start a radio show, everybody. Everybody, before we go any further, I want to give out two happy birthday shout-outs to two of my favorite people, actually, in the world. Well, not you anymore, since you had to do that with your. Somebody, do me a favor and bring down the house system on that wall over there. One on the right, bring it down. There we go. I appreciate that. There we are. Okay, now we got it. First, Super Sam Brady turning 40. And where's that other idiot, Chuck Bulger? Turning 50 today as well, wherever Chuck is, my man. Woo-hoo! Chuck's been with us for 15 plus years. Chuck, I don't even know how long it's been, but I'm happy to call you a friend. You guys are great. We're working on some sound issues here. We'll get through it. Don't worry, everybody. Welcome to the Green Legion Radio Fox Sports pregame show here on 102.5 FM Philadelphia, brought to you by Live Casino. Guys, this is a hell of a turnout. I appreciate you. Seriously. For a Thursday night in Houston that none of us thought would actually have a baseball anything to do with it. And Limpy over here, you just saw what happened, right? This happens a lot, you know, in other places.
So. Stop it.
You guys, make sure you download the iHeartRadio app so you can pick us up anywhere in the world. You download the iHeartRadio app, you subscribe to Fox Sports The Gambler Philadelphia, and then Green Legion Radio. You get notifications whenever we are on. Show's brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer, Michelob Ultra, Stateside Vodka, and Stateside Bourbon Diaz. Dave Bavuso, State Farm in Williamstown, New Jersey. Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Bucks County Baseball Company, Premier Window Cleaning, the Ludlam Bar and Grill, formerly La Costa in Sea Isle City, the beautiful ladies over at Cheerleaders, Echelon Health and Fitness, and of course our biggest sponsor, where every Tuesday we have our player show, Live Casino in South Philadelphia. Make sure you show up there. It is a good time. We have a current Philadelphia Eagle every week, along with Dave Spadaro and Irving Fryer. It's a hell of a show. I actually pretend like I know what I'm talking about. That doesn't happen very often.
You're good at faking it.
I heard that about you as well.
Ooh.
No? Not funny? I thought it was hysterical. Thank you. Oh, you too. I got you. You guys, I want to introduce my favorite panel, Captain William Demps, defending freedom in the United States Army for almost 20 years. He's actually a major now, but we still call him Captain.
And of Thank
course,
you, sir.
And, of course, Super Sam. Sam, happy birthday once again.
Thank you.
Your birthday present for me was a bucket of ice water last night.
A bucket of ice water down my back. It's like once a year for the rest of my life, this is what I'm going to have to deal with.
I saw that. That was
It was not nice.
We could make that more than once a year if you want.
No, thank you.
You sure? All right. You guys, let's get into it. We got a lot to get into. It's going to be an interesting show. I think I've decided to finally let you guys in on a secret. Some of the stuff I had to deal with on a regular basis with NFL teams, specifically the Atlanta Falcons, and they are coming into play right now because we are playing next season the record equivalent of the NFC South. They're in first place at 4-4 right now because Sam's boyfriend Tom can't figure out how to get his
fiance
can't figure out how to get his crap together in Tampa.
He's free.
But I'm gonna share an email that got me in trouble with the entire league soon enough. But let's get through the injury report first. Eagles rolling this week without Josiah Scott, our backup nickel cornerback, and Jordan Davis. Jordan Davis right now looks like he will be out for almost 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Not good, but should see Milton Williams and Mr. T get significant time, especially in a five-guard nose set. Fletch and Javon are going to get the glory plays, a lot of passing downs. We'll see what happens there. I don't think we're going to miss a beat, but it does suck that he's going to be out for 4 weeks. They have not put him on IR yet. That's a good sign. That means he might be able to come back a little bit sooner. If you see him go on IR, now we have to worry about some things, but right now we're good there. Sorry. Double-sided, I don't normally do it. Look to see Josh Jobe get some significant play time today in place of Josiah Scott. I'm actually excited about him to get some play time because, he's Alabama, football pedigree, and he hasn't had much of an opportunity. I think he's going to be a hell of a player, or at least a serviceable backup, some sort of consistent role. He was a healthy scratch last week. You'll see him get some play time today. Our offense, good to go. Good to go. How often do you have an opportunity to say your offense has no injuries? Oh, trust me. There's not a damn thing I can say at this point that's going to screw anything up. I've done that already.
Right.
We're in good shape there. Before we get into the game, I got to bring it up. I've been wanting to talk about this for a while. How about Daniel Snyder a couple weeks ago saying, "I've got dirt on all you sons of bitches." And then 2 days ago, we're going to sell the team.
You can't bully billionaires.
You wonder.
I don't think they can. I think they made him an offer that he couldn't refuse.
Or that, or somebody came to visit him and his wife in the middle of the night.
Right. That's the offer I'm talking about.
Oh, is that the offer?
Yeah.
Were they wearing sunglasses like that by any chance?
I'm sexy Batman.
I hate the idea of the Redskins actually being competitive again with an owner that doesn't suck. But it's got to be good for football, right? I mean,
will they stay in NFC East? Will everything stay the same?
Oh, of course. It's not going anywhere.
What if it's in California?
What do you mean?
Or St. Louis.
You actually think they're going to leave the Maryland area?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I don't think they have a home fan base as strong as the
As strong as St. Louis? St. Louis's fan base blows.
Well, right, but what I'll tell you about the D.C. area is that he doesn't have support with Maryland or Virginia in the leadership or the infrastructure.
That's because it's him at the helm.
Correct, correct.
The second he goes...
But it's transplant city.
Doesn't matter. It's still... Wow, you actually think...
I do.
We're going to talk more about that at some point when I'm not sweating like a fat kid looking for a chocolate bar, but because that's what I am right now. I want to talk about the rest of the NFC East right now because I actually really want to know, is the NFC East that good or is the rest of this conference just suck? Well, I appreciate that, sir. I don't want to get the dump button. Thank you. Appreciate that. There we go. E-A-G-L-E-S,
Eagles!
That's our dump button today. You guys, hey, can you guys do that for 47 more minutes? I'm done. That would be great. By the way, I want to thank John Jansen producing the show back in the studio in Ballard. John, how you doing, brother?
I'm actually doing pretty good. You know what? It sounds really good in Houston. You know, I'm so happy about that because we got to let Houston know who's boss in that city. So I'm very happy with the turnout, and sounds great over there.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate you. So we did a show, Captain and I, at the beginning of the season in Detroit. And this is interesting because I predicted the Cowboys would not win 7 games this year. Whoops.
Yeah, I disagreed with that.
You did. They already won 6. the maniacal overlord looks really good right now. And I'm kind of pisses me off a little bit. Your take on the Cowboys season so far and why they're having success?
Well, they got lucky. Their defense is pretty good. But as you see, they still can't score points. So you're going to have to score more than 17 to be successful.
Sam?
I don't know. This whole NFC scares me in a strange way, not including Washington. I think that the Cowboys are in a position right now where they could take over.
I doubt it. I mean,
we're going to be 1-1 with them the entire way, I think.
You think?
I do.
You don't think we win that Christmas Eve game?
I think we win that game. I think they're going to keep winning all the way through.
I don't like that idea.
I don't either.
I also said, and here we go for, I hate saying it, you guys. I've been wrong a lot lately, thankfully.
Woo!
But I also said that the Eagles would be 7-1 come the weekend of week 9.
Who was the loss? Did you call the loss?
I did, but it wasn't this one.
No, it wasn't this one.
It was actually Minnesota, who I thought had a really good team, and they do, which, by the way, surprisingly, 6-1 right now. All right. I know. Look, again, I promise you, if the Eagles wind up not performing well today and the outcome is not what we expect, it is all my fault.
Let's not be negative.
Wait, say that one more time, please. I'm recording it.
And Sam, you're fired. No, it's one of those situations where I have them going 14-3, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. And I'm hoping a Giants game at the end of the season doesn't mean squat.
Right.
But we're also going to talk about that right now. By the way, who also thought the Giants were going to suck at the beginning of the season? Right? Brian Daboll, the crazy Canuck, has got these guys. Did we all see a post from Corey Clement who said who was involved in an altercation in training camp? And we're all like, oh, my God, here we go. The Giants are just this awful. And now all of a sudden Daboll starts cutting people. They let Kadarius Toney gone. First round pick from last year. He sucks. They trade him to who do they trade him to?
I don't know.
Who did Kadarius Toney get traded to? Kansas City. What the? Wow. The colossal slob wanted that guy, right? That's crazy. But wasn't it funny in the beginning of the year that we also said, oh, Dan Campbell is going to get the Detroit Lions in shape?
No one said that by biting kneecaps.
Hysterical, by the way. The Lions still suck, and you wonder why? Because they're owned by the Ford family.
Wait, but
bad ownership, bad team.
I don't want to get you started on your Detroit rant, but let's get back to the Giants, though.
No, I'm just saying, it's kind of funny. Everybody thought Brian Daboll was going to be an idiot, and right. Dan Campbell was going to be the hero.
It plays good on TV.
It turns out not so much the case. You know what?
But the Giants is smoke and mirrors. He doesn't let Jones throw, and it's all Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley is running like he was drafted this year,
right?
Out of his mind.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to figure out
a way
to...
You can't do that for 17 games, though.
...to disassemble that before we get back to them in December. You guys, didn't even realize we're coming up on break here already. We're here for an hour. You guys, we're located right now at Brewings at 2360 South Loop West in Houston. Woo! Everybody give them a huge round of applause. There, I love how red and how that vein pops out on your forehead when you do that, bro. Yo, it's hot. Sam's into it, too.
It's sexy.
By the way, I think that's his girl right there. Come on, Sam.
Doesn't matter. She's going to say it. She's okay with it.
You guys, we're going to take a break real quick, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about the NFC East, and we're going to get in predictions. Trouble in paradise around the league as well. There's a lot we can talk about here with the Eagles, but, I mean... What do you need to know? We're going to win, right? Just go with that. But real quick, Echelon Health and Fitness, located in Voorhees, New Jersey, voted best gym in South Jersey 5 years in a row. Membership starting at $8.99 per month. Family and locally owned, indoor track, newest cardio strength training equipment, three studios, indoor pool, whirlpool, and dry sauna. Over 100 group fitness and Thrive personal training sessions per week. MBSC Thrive personal training, considered the best training in the country and is exclusively offered in South Jersey at Echelon Health and Fitness. Member perks. Echelon members save at over 800 local businesses simply by being an active member. Coming to Audubon, New Jersey in early 2023. Call 856-454-2976. That's 856-454-2976. For a free 30-day all-access pass, or go to echelonhf.com. That's Echelon Health Fitness, hf.com. Coming soon on GreenLegionRadio.com, a link for a free one-year membership, 3 days per week at Echelon Health and Fitness. You guys, check that out soon. We are live from Brewings here in Houston, Texas, about ready to whoop up on Battle Red Day. Thanks for supporting the Phillies, you jackasses. You guys, we'll be back on Fox Sports Radio here in Philadelphia right after this. Everybody, we are live from Brewings. This is the Green Legion Radio Fox Sports pregame show on 102.5 FM Philadelphia. Yes, my voice is struggling right now. Captain will pick it up for me, though.
Oh, will I?
By the way, I know this is a football show. However, we can talk a little baseball here if we want. I know it's on everybody's mind. I want to let everybody know to feel better about tonight's Phillies game because Captain Debs will not be in attendance.
So, yes, I will apologize to every Phillies fan everywhere. Me and Jay Vagnetti are notorious baseball haters, and I went to the game last night, and they pitched a shutout against us. Yeah.
You see, he doesn't even know the difference.
Exactly. I wanted to know when I was supposed to boo.
You guys, honestly, does it make me nervous? If you remember, I think the game that they were no hit against this year combined was it the Mets? It was the Mets, right? Think so? Yeah. And they came out firing the next day. If anybody thought the Astros were going to give this thing up easy, I'm sorry, you were wrong. We could hope this thing was not going to come back to Houston, but we win tonight, and we're back in the driver's seat. And that's where you need to be. So it's difficult, I got to be honest with you. If the Phillies won last night, I would be saying goodbye to you guys at the door while you went into the game, because I would not leave here and I would be watching the Phillies. No disrespect to the birds. You know, it's 6 1/2 dozen. If there was a clinching game going on in Philadelphia. Oh, Hold on, you're just going to sit there and look sexy? Cindy Reichert, put on the damn headset or I'm going to kick you out. Get up to the microphone.
Hi, Phillies fans.
No. Get up to the microphone.
Speaking to the microphone.
There you go.
Hi, Phillies fans.
There we go. By the way, Cindy lost about 40 pounds. Looks excellent, right? Yeah.
Right back at you, Quim.
Hold on. You just made my nipples hard. Anyway, can I get away with that, Jansen? I don't know. That's a no. Okay. All right. You know what? I got to do this live read real quick. Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto, and guess what you'll get? That's right. Good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. In fact, State Farm agent Dave Bavuso is your go-to agent for the service you deserve at the price you want. Try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Dave Bavuso will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 856-740-5012. That's 856-740-5012 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. You guys, I need a
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
Nice. Good work, good work. All right, so getting back to the Eagles, this is an interesting, I don't know if anybody was watching ESPN earlier today. I happen to be, and I don't normally. There was a probability study. You guys, this is hysterical, and you need to listen to this because, A, if you're a gambler at all, it's going to be something that comes into play. If you like the money line, I know it's a little difficult because you hate laying out. Percentage probability for the Eagles to win each game individually the rest of the season. Ready for this? Texans, 86%. The Commodes, yes, it's the Commodes, 83%. The Indianapolis Colts, 79%. The Green Bay Aaron Rodgers, you're a douchebag, Packers, 82%.
Yes, baby. Yeah. Now to talk about your coach.
The Mr. Henry Run Tennessee Titans, 85%. This is great. I love this. Your New York Giants. LOL Giants, 73%. Still almost. Yep, whatever she just said sounded great. The Chicago Bears, 81%. How about them Cowboys and spoil it Christmas? This is the. I'm glad. Thanks, everybody. I'm done. 77% to spoil their Christmas. The New Orleans Saints. Hey, thanks for that pick next year.
Thanks for the pick. And CJ.
Will Anderson. And CJ Gardner-Johnson.
He's killing it.
Killing it. 86%. And the last time the Saints were in our house, yeah, not so fun.
Right.
Not so fun. And then the Giants again at 73%. We are living, all right, here we go. I get it, everybody. After last night's Phillies game, we're just a little bit hurt, a little disappointed. But when was the last time And that answer would be zero, just so you know. The Eagles were undefeated and the Phillies were in the World Series. We're finally out of COVID, and I can say we're living in glorious times, everyone. Glorious times. Phillies win tonight. Every bit of pressure is back on this team here in Houston.
Yes, sir.
By the way, I am pissed off about that freaking rain delay. We had planned on our hotel being by Minute Maid Park so we could go to a game tomorrow night. Didn't work. Hey, thank you. Thank you. Wherever you are. Pissed about that. But we also need to do something. We need to take care of business in NRG Stadium tonight. And
what was...
Jansen, please tell me that's coming through extremely clear.
It sounds fantastic.
You guys, Phillies win, Eagles win. If anybody goes to sleep tonight, I'm going to be really freaking pissed.
Thank you for the freaking.
You're welcome, Jansen. By the way, Brewings will be open for us for an hour when we get back. All right. We can either celebrate or drown our sorrows or stay in the happy medium. I don't know what it's going to be. I got a question. Here we go. And this is audience participation question. I have to ask this. You guys are going to hate me for it. If you could only have one win tonight. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. By the way, I'm drunk, so I can do this. If you only get one win tonight, who says Phillies? If you can only get one win tonight, who says Eagles? That was a little jaded because Dempse finally stepped up to his football microphone again. I guess the trade-off is, right? You got to have him three games to two coming back here, right?
Yeah.
Phillies win. Phillies win. I hate this. I hate this. But isn't it fun just to mess with your heads?
Yeah.
Just saying. Just saying. When we come back on our final segment, which we're not going there yet. Hold on a second.
We both win.
We both win. I got to be honest with you. I hope we do because that's the most obnoxious scream I've heard in a long time. Yes. Can we all agree? All right. We both win. Got it. Don't say it again. We both win. I promise. If you don't say it again, we'll do it. All right. Can I get it?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
I am sweating like a fat kid. It's good. All right. Here's a funny element. Let's talk about this for a second. Again, the last segment, we come back from break. We're going to talk all Eagles in this game. By the way, Damian Kalpoka is screwing me up once again. What do you want me to say? I already had this down in my notes, Damian, and here it is at the end. Where is it? Predictions. Damian, this game is over at halftime, and I'm coming back here to Brewings to watch the Phils.
Thank you, Damian. Let the professionals handle this.
I want to talk real quick about Trouble in Paradise. All right? Isn't it absolutely hysterical? You're Los Angeles Super Bowl Rams. You're 3-4. You suck.
Sean McVay's overrated.
And first of all, none of you clowns in Los Angeles deserve a championship for anything ever because you're just weird. Hold on, let me say that again. You're just weird. All of you. All right? However, it's even funnier that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers absolutely blow right now. I don't like that. I don't like that for one reason and one reason only. Again, we play the record equivalent of the NFC South next year. And that would be your Atlanta Falcons right now. And I would like to tell you a story right now.
Before the break?
Before the break.
Okay.
Jansen, we can go a little bit past the break time,
You can do whatever you want, Quimby.
I love you, sir. So, you guys know I've been doing this for 20 years. I'm going to tell you a story right now that will make you laugh and will probably get me ostracized from the entire league for the rest of my career. Atlanta Falcons, 2 years ago, I told them, coming off of COVID, game one, week one, hey, I'll buy 100 tickets from you. We usually don't have that many people go to Atlanta. You know why? Because Atlanta sucks. The town sucks. The team sucks. Every sucks. They would not allow me if I didn't sell all 100 of those tickets to get rid of them on the secondary market at face value. So here we go. I'm going to read something to you guys now. And if you were a fly on the wall in the Atlanta Falcons organization, Amber, I'm sorry. Honestly, your organization doesn't deserve the business. Since 2005, I have dealt with all your protocols and restrictions. And they were worth it because of the block sizes. However, in 2019, your rep, Jeffrey Deegan, lied to me about a number of things regarding your new stadium. We had not been there since 2015 when you were still playing in that other dump. I had specifically requested tickets that were not at the very top of the stadium, and he told me that is what I purchased. They were at the very top. In addition to that, your newly built stadium in those top rows doesn't even allow you to see the jumbotrons. No video, no replays, no questionable plays that you guys are responsible for that you could debate for hours. Just a structure located about halfway down, cutting off any views you have. And the best part? You left your freaking roof open. It was 92 degrees outside and about 85 degrees upstairs. It has nothing to do with the sun, which you claimed was the reason it was warm. I never said anything to do with the sun, but as usual, your organization does not listen. You don't give a single crap, not the word I used, about anyone in the group department from what I gather. Otherwise, you wouldn't train your employees to lie about the conditions of the crappy seats you sell. This is the reason I said the only way I would do business with you guys this year is if I was able to purchase in the lower level. You know, because the experience should be the same for those in the upper level as well as the lower, with the exception of the view. People in the upper shouldn't have to sweat to death, while 20 rows down it's 15 degrees cooler. People in the upper should be able to see replays and relive moments of the game like those 15 rows lower. You know, like a real freaking stadium. And like real ownership. that you consider and have considered their client's experience. Oh, and by the way, if you're looking to make sure the secondary market isn't flooded by what looks like a mass exodus of Atlanta Falcons fans, maybe you should make the restrictions of the resale of tickets on the secondary market consistent across the board. Dan Flynn, everybody. I.e., don't sell to brokers and restrict season ticket holders. I have zero concerns about getting what I need from an organization other than yours. There are so many tickets, 7,000 at the time, on the secondary market right now, including the guy who has a block of 200 up there. I'm sure he's not a season ticket holder. And this is where I got killed. Bad ownership, bad executive staff, bad managers, bad training, bad employees, bad team equals bad experience. I have worked with every single team in the NFL with the exception of the Colts. And for no reason other than scheduling conflicts over the next of the last 19 years, not once have I ever sent an email like this. I honestly hope it stings. However, I doubt it because, again, I don't think any of you really give a damn. Except for Amber, my rep. And honestly, I hope you give her the tools to succeed because she deserves better than what it appears. And I'm sorry, I did it. Get it. Good luck this season. What happens next? Inner office email to every ticket organization in the NFL. Don't work with the Green Legion. Guess who worked with the Green Legion this year? The Houston Texans. Woo! And we're on the 30 and 40 yard line with our seats, everybody. We will be back on the Green Legion Radio Fox Sports pregame show on 102.5 FM Philadelphia. Brought to you by Live Casino in South Philadelphia, right after this. Is that our cue to come back,
Jansen? That is your cue, Quimby.
All right. Thank you, sir. Everybody, don't hang out alone in the man cave for football this season. Try hanging out at Cheerleaders with sexy entertainers, $4 domestic beers, Jameson specials, and awesome game day prizes during all Sunday and Monday football games. That's right. Stop in before, during, or after. Also, your chance to win excellent game day prizes, the most epic game day experience is at Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club, where champions play. Cheerleaders is open daily from noon until 2 a.m. You guys, we have a Phillies game and an Eagles game tonight, baby. One more time.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
All right. Does anybody think we have... What's the spread on this game? 13 and a half?
I thought it was 13.
13. Is anybody worried about this game?
No. Brandon Cooks is worried. I don't think he's playing.
He's not playing.
He still thinks Malcolm's here.
By the way, did everybody hear that? If you didn't like that comment, that was Dempsey's best so far. Anybody worried about Brandon Cooks is worried. He still thinks Malcolm Jenkins is here.
Yeah.
Am I worried about this game? I am worried about every game where I'm taking clients. Because I want you to see a win. I want you to see a win. I want you to see two wins tonight. I want Sam to win. I want Sam to win.
Oh, I'm winning.
Tom Brady's heart.
I'm always winning.
Oh, okay. Maybe not? No? You guys, I believe what's going to take place is a lot of what we saw in the Pittsburgh game. And, Captain, talk about that.
Well, I mean, the question has been, what's going to happen with the quarterback? What decisions is he going to make? And can he handle the blitz? And Pittsburgh bought the blitz. And he handled it perfectly. He made throws on a dime. found the right receiver again and again and again.
How good did A.J. Brown look
last week? Beautiful.
Isn't it amazing what can happen to an offense when you have a stud wide receiver in there?
So good.
By the way, I think we were ready to do it by about week two or three. Everybody okay with Jalen Hurts being our quarterback of the future, baby?
Yes.
Pay the man.
I believe they will. He's still going to be under contract for his rookie deal after this season.
Right.
One more year. I bet they get a deal done in the offseason because they have a lot of money to spend. And if you do it before the contract is up, Howie has been a genius with that.
Well, they want to do it before the market resets. I don't know who's up.
Doesn't matter. What I'm saying is you get him before his contract's up.
Right.
And you get him for cheaper.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to happen. I think you can expect. And by the way, Jalen Hurts, thank you for your work ethic. Thank you for everything you're doing for the city. Thank you for being a stud. A stud. You worked hard. Everybody knew you had that work ethic in you.
So, actually, I'm going to have to apologize to Nick Sirianni.
I'm
a Sirianni hater. But I think he comes up with new wrinkles. They got, 10, 12 plays? But every week there's a different wrinkle to the same play, and they have success. And he's given Jalen more, because I think before, he wasn't giving Jalen the opportunity to show what he could do.
Cap, what do you got against Italians?
Oh, nothing. I love Italians.
Okay, well, Sirianni's Italian. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Sirianni was a jackass.
I would love to see you two get into it for a while.
No, that's she's taking it out on Diaz Nation.
Oh, yeah. Seriously? What the heck? I can't deal with this today.
By the way, does everybody know? This is important to talk about. Does everybody know what our schedule looks like next year? This is fun. Obviously, the Cowboys, the Giants, and the Commodes. We're also going to the Meadowlands again to face the Jets. We're playing the New England Patriots at Gillette Stadium.
Boo!
Happy to go up there and take
again.
A crap on their stadium.
Again.
Again.
Remember they left in the third quarter the last time?
Yes, they did. The Los Angeles Rams. Be prepared. That will be our big trip. I promise I will not close down the Santa Monica Pier again. That was an absolute nightmare. But we will have a big tailgate.
Okay, can we pause on that? Do not gloss over the L.A. trip. We did two of those that year, and they were fantastic. You had the Lowe's. You had the Marina.
You realize there's an opportunity that we could play the Chargers and the Rams again next year.
Oh, my God.
Because we are playing the record equivalent of the AFC West.
Listen, if you don't go on any trip next year, come to L.A. This man did it right.
Hold on. I appreciate that. But here we go. There's the stain on the record. We also play the Seattle Seahawks. Which, by the way, are 5-2 and making Geno Smith look like the second coming of, Russell Wilson. Who, by the way, is crap in the bed in Denver right now.
He's still doing high knees somewhere.
I got to be honest with you. I'll tell you how much I want to go to Seattle. I'd rather slip my wrist.
I don't want to go.
That's aggressive.
Which is what most people in Seattle tend to do. So, you know, we have common ground. Too soon, Jansen? Too soon?
Not soon enough.
I'm not speaking to you, anyone.
Not soon enough. You guys, our schedule right now has the Rams, the Chiefs, and the Falcons. I don't want Tom Brady to have any success, but I do not want to go to Atlanta again. I don't want to deal with it. It's a nightmare.
No,
Tampa's not much that better, though.
Let Tom and I be together. It's fine. It's working.
It is.
It's working out so good this year. It's working out so well.
and everybody, the working girl on Green Legion Radio. I could get away with that.
Where's,
right, Jansen?
Where's Steph?
By the way, we still have T-shirts. Buy them. Buy them. I'm not taking any of them home. Hey, Honey Pie, how are you, sir? Happy birthday once again from a couple weeks ago. Frank, good to see you. Jay, Jeannie, Chuck. Where is everybody? Craig Landis even in the house here. Who didn't pay attention to me saying that? Danielle putting up with Jimmy putting on 82 pounds. Just teasing. And now I'm the skinny one here. What do we got? How much time? How much time do we got, Jansen?
Got as much time as you want, Quimby.
I don't know about that. I think we need to get out of here and let these people hear music. Hey, I have an idea because we're about to get out of here. How about real quick, two chants? Let's go with the first one. Let's go, Phillies!
Let's go, Phillies! Let's go, Phillies! Let's go, Phillies!
Followed up by N E
A G L E S Eagles!
You guys, I know you want to hear some more music. We're going to let you have that right now. On behalf of myself, Quimby, Captain Demp, Super Sam Brady, leadership, Rex Conroy over there, Connie Pfeiffer, who makes all of this happen, what? Brought to you by Live Casino and live from Brewings at 2360 South Loop West, 21 locations in Houston. I highly recommend every time you are here, you visit them. Staff is great. Food is great. Alcohol is cold. Everything is awesome. And we're winning two freaking games tonight, everybody. We're out of here.
Come on.